You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm here with the man himself, Eddie Hearn. Eddie, you came in last night, but I came here on Sunday and I've had a blast. What's going on?
So, good views.
Very good views, thank you.
You've also turned into an expert about the size of a ring. I saw some of your interviews. Congratulations on that. But we're in a good place. You just sort of head-to-head there, which was fantastic. This is massive, mate. This is a massive fight. Massive. I keep saying it's one of the biggest I've ever been involved with. And on Saturday night, that atmosphere in there is going to be... It will be the best atmosphere we've ever witnessed at a fight. I promise you that. And I can't wait. It's going to be an amazing fight.
I heard you at breakfast this morning. I heard you say that this is probably the biggest fight that you've promoted in terms of the scale and post-pandemic and stuff like that.
Joshua Klitschko, certainly here, this is the biggest live event in the United States since the pandemic. This is, I think, the second biggest live event in the world since the pandemic, and it's one of the biggest boxing crowds of all time in the US. So it's amazing for us to be involved with this, and, you know, as a fan, I can't wait, and as a promoter, I can't wait, and still 3 days to go.
Well, you mentioned that I'm an expert on the ring sizes, so I want to know how much you know about the ring. So, what's happened? Is everything okay?
Yeah, we're all good. Billy got here. He wasn't happy with the ring. The team asked for a 20-foot by 20-foot ring. I agreed that with Canelo, and then Billy asked for a 22-foot ring. He said he's going home, and I believe him actually. And Tom, and I know there's a lot of mind games, but he just felt that, this is what he was pushing for. Thankfully, I had to have a conversation with Canelo that I was a little bit scared about. And I said to him, do you have a problem with that? He went, no, not at all. And it was as simple as that. So a great day yesterday in terms of publicity, a bad day in terms of aggravation. But just pleased to be moving forward. And obviously Billy down in now doing all his media, just done a head-to-head. And then tomorrow you got the press conference. And then Friday you got the open weigh-in, which is going to be absolutely wild. And this is what we live for. The great thing about Billy is, he definitely respects Canelo Alvarez as a fighter, but he's not showing him any respect, really, and he doesn't want to. He wants to try and get under his skin, and he won't be overawed, Billy Joe Saunders, in this fight. Like, he will rise to the occasion where others would crumble, and the atmosphere is going to be, deafening, probably hostile. But that will probably suit him. And this is a real fight. I've said for a long time, this is the toughest fight for Canelo Alvarez in the division. And Billy's got his moment. So it's time to find out how good he is, because he's told everyone for a long time he can do it. And he's going to get the chance to. And, every head-to-head, every moment, there's a lot of people that believe in, and you can see why.
Just on the ring, is it 22 feet by 22 feet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I just said, look, he's going to go home. He wants me to book a flight. It's up to you. You can take these things to the wire, and then we don't get a press conference. But I said, if it doesn't bother you, and he went, I really don't care. And I thought, thank God for that. That's it. Good to go. And just can't wait now.
As a promoter yourself, you were on the plane last night, but when you saw the Team Saunders and Team Canelo downstairs, and Canelo getting riled up saying the F word and pussy and sticking the middle finger up to Team Saunders.
You said the F word and pussy.
Like, I can't say fuck.
Exactly, yeah. Because there's never any bad language on this channel. I loved it. I want that. I've never seen a head-to-head. I've never seen Canelo like that in a head-to-head. Because, he's rattled, but he's definitely, pumped. I don't think Billy's rattled. He's pumped as well. But normally... it's very, thank you for the opportunity, thank you. And sometimes you beat him before you get in the ring. So this time it's edgy. I don't know if that's good or bad for who, but it's exciting.
Well, we just had the head-to-head there, and I was behind the glass. Obviously, there was only select people there, but you were obviously front and centre. You heard what was being said. What was being said between Canelo and Billy? Because I can only make out a little bits, but you were obviously...
Bits and pieces. You'll see it. I think the clip will be out shortly, if it's probably out by the time you got this. I think we had a mic on, or I had a mic, I was holding one. Backwards and forwards, and the usual you'll see now, and Canelo's, I think Billy Joe said, a few things, and Canelo said, you'll see on Saturday, and obviously a bit of a language barrier, but Canelo speaks good enough English, and I'm sure more drama tomorrow at the press conference.
Just going on Billy Joe, you mentioned there that the 70,000 fans, he'll thrive on it. Like this, we've seen Billy Joe Saunders get up against Andy Lee. Yeah. We've seen him get up against Lemieux. We've seen him get up against Chris Eubank Jr. He can't get up against lesser opponents. Now he's up against Canelo, the pound-for-pound king. Are we going to see the best Billy Joe Saunders?
You'll see the best Billy Joe Saunders on Saturday, and you'll see the best conditioned Billy Joe Saunders, because a lot of his camps, you know, Martin Murray, these kind of camps, he's just making weight. That's it. This time he's had a long camp, he's on weight now. You know, this camp's about getting his mind right, getting the tactics right, whereas normally it's just make weight, find a way to make weight. And he's in great shape. This will be the best Billy Joe Saunders on Saturday night.
Just staying on that as well, like Billy Joe Saunders and Tyson Fury, when Tyson Fury arrives tonight, how are you going to cope with Billy Joe Saunders and Tyson Fury in the same hotel as you? Are you going to be okay with that?
It's fantastic. I mean, I'm so pleased he's coming, because it's massive for the show. Like, you know, he's done a brilliant job pushing this fight, Tyson. Brilliant job. And he'll do a brilliant job over the next few days. And he's a huge name. He's going to be probably getting up to no good and, you know, trying to wind Canelo Alvarez up. And that just adds to the size of the show. This is massive. These numbers are going to be off the scale on Saturday night. And all these little dynamics just help to build the narrative and the storyline for what is a tremendous fight. I mean, taking away, you know, the ring and this and these videos and this interviews and Tyson Fury, this is a tremendous fight. Tremendous fight. It's the best fight in 168 division, hands down. And we're getting to put it on in front of us, you know, nearly 70,000 people coming off the back of a pandemic. I can't wait, mate.
Me too. John Ryder's here. Gongora's here. Now, there's been so many rumours and whatnot. Are they here for a contingency plan in case Billy Joe Saunders did go home? Did you bring them here for that, or is that because they're here?
They're ready to fight. Yeah. That's never, you know, I saw a lot of people messaging saying, you know, oh, he's brought them over. No, I mean, they're here. John Ryder's fighting for the WBA regular super middleweight title. Carlos Gongora is the IBO world champion. I wanted them to do media, but I also said, listen, if you're on weight and you're ready, like both of them are, you never know. There's 3 days to go. It's not just a dispute. Someone could get ill. Someone could miss weight, and we're not missing this opportunity to do this show. So it's Canelo Saunders. That's, you know, in fact, John Ryder just said he heard a rumor that he was getting paid to come out here. I said, I'm paying for your flights and your hotels. I never said anything about money. So you hear a lot of things, but those guys are here for media. But of course, you know, I think Demetrius Andrade put it out there last night, he's ready. You know, this is a massive fight, but we want the fight that we all signed up for, and that's what we'll get.
How nice is it to not talk about Fury and Joshua?
It's been great, because my new tactic this week is just no comment. So, no comment.
No, I need the comment.
You know why? Because when we announce, I want it just to be a little... I mean, it'd be amazing to announce on Saturday, right? You know.
Is that an exclusive?
No. But it's, you know, again, calls last night. Again, no comment. Because when I announce it, I just want it to be at least a little bit of a shock.
Have you said too much?
I always say too much.
One final word then, 70,000 fans, you've got, again, the media behind you, but more people want to talk to you, Eddie, so I do appreciate this. One final word on why the fans should tune into The Zone and back.
They know. I mean, wherever you are in the world, you tune into The Zone to watch this fight. It's the pound for pound number one against the undefeated world champion who, you know, is coming to win. He ain't going to crumble. He's not going to be overruled by the crowd. He's coming to win. He's got a tough, tough job on his hands, but this is the toughest fight for Canelo Alvarez in the division. And enjoy the build-up for the next few days. And enjoy the best atmosphere we've ever seen at a fight on Saturday night. I'm telling you now, this is going to be absolutely wild.
Michelle gave me something to say and I forgot what it's going to say. So, I forgot it, so I don't care anymore.
Okay, good.
Eddie, thanks so much, mate.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.